It destroyed my life. I had a successful career as an applications programmer. I had a loving wife, two great kids, and a house in a nice neighborhood. I don't know why I did it. I guess it was because everyone I worked with said it was great. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't think I was hurting anyone. But I was destroying myself. And I was destroying my family. My wife left with the kids. They took my house away when I got fired. Then, I got busted. Let's face it, I am a VMS addict.
VMS bus, led by the VMS Enforcement Agency, the VEA, sent disturbing waves throughout the campus of the Rochester Institute of Technology, causing concerns to students and faculty alike. Terry reports.
Today at RIT, VEA forces responded to what may be the biggest VMS crew in local area history. The rising tide of VMS usage has frustrated officials to the point of using police action, as today's episode has demonstrated.
I was destroying myself, and I was destroying my family.
At approximately 3 p.m., VEA agents stormed a computer user center which was well known to locals as a VMS user's room. Three students were apprehended and arrested for perversion of computing resources, and VMS paraphernalia was confiscated.
Then, I got busted.
The VMS paraphernalia, estimated at a street value of 59 cents, marks as the biggest catch VEA officials have made to date. Local populations have been indignant that a ring as big as this was happening in their midst, and many have taken the opportunity to voice their opinions.
Yeah, well, I was surprised at all this, but VMS usage is somewhat common. I mean, there's a lot of pressure to use it now that charcoal grills are illegal. It's available everywhere. It must be the bricks or something.
Destroying your minds with such trash. It's just terrible the way they do things to themselves. I just hope my kids won't be influenced. With VMS everywhere, what's next? Co-ed dining halls?
And this statement from an RIT official.
We are not aware of any VMS usage on this campus, as it's close to non-existent. I was last on campus 5 years ago, and no VMS usage was evident.
I don't know why I did it.
We must educate the public into understanding that VMS is dangerous. With no job control, VMS users fall into the trap of crashing repeatedly and pulling their hair over typical VMS quirks. Suicide is a general symptom of VMS usage, and the general public must be aware of that.
Officials have indicated that this may be an isolated incident, but are on the alert for possible MS-DOS abuse outside computer science circles. This is Harry reporting from RIT for Action News.
I didn't mean to do it.
Thank you, Harry. Harry reports the weather for tonight.
It ruined my life.
Well, it kind of looks like snow. There's some on the ground, Dan. I can see some trees swaying, so I guess it's winter. I can see some clouds moving.
VMS. Just say no.
Oh, God.
It's finally done.
Jesus.
Anybody
hungry?
Nate. Oh, sorry. Wait, look. Let's go to the Vax Lab.
Yeah.
I didn't get there.
Nate.
Is the Vax Lab open till 3?
I don't know.
Pete! Yeah, you got that thing to break in with.
Hey, Pete!
Yeah,
that's right.
I know.
All right.
I wonder what this button does.